you wanted to repent, if you wanted to repent, you know where I am right now. Let's start studying the Word, and let's get your life in line with Scriptures, and let's unite as brothers in the Lord.
But if I have a question, is, are you just some random guy all by himself?
Test my doctrine. That's all that matters. Test my doctrine. You want me to be accountable to somebody? You become a godly man, and I'll be accountable with you.
Who have you done that to already?
Why would I introduce you to them?
Because I want to know if you have or not. I want
Why would I?
Correct.
Wisdom says to not introduce people that are living in willful sin to sheep. So if we had a... here you go. If we had a local body right here and we were gathered and we were having a meeting and you came up and you said, oh, I want to join. And I'd go, hold on. These are the set-apart sheep of God that have a testimony of holiness and obedience. You and I, let's go outside. You and me, and if there was a brother with me, we'd come and we'd talk to you. You're not invited in.
Where's that brother that's with you?
I travel. I told you. I don't know local saints right here. I know a bunch of guys like you that are in sin, in Anabaptist faith. That's all I know. I don't know a bunch of people here. Jesus said there'll be few in the last days. You think there's going to be buildings full, sir? You're deceived. He said in Luke 18:8, will there be any faith left on earth when I return? We are in the great falling away, and your false religions are part of the problem. You're teaching people a Sunday church system. You're teaching people worldliness. You're teaching people compromise. You're teaching people a false gospel. You're teaching people feminism. You're teaching people pagan holidays. Why would I introduce you to the holy sheep of God? You're very prideful to think you just get to bust in. It doesn't work that way, sir. You want to come through the gate? You're willing to strip your life down. Change how you look, act, talk, dress, who you associate with, to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. If you do that, well, come on in. We'll be your best brother and sister right here. You can come travel with us.
There's no we in this.
There's no what?
I'm convinced it's just you.
Really?
I don't believe you that you have.
Proverbs says,
I don't believe you.
To judge something that you don't know makes you a fool. So you're judging what you don't know. Do you want to be a fool?
I've asked you.
I told you I will not introduce you to people that I know because you're leaven.
I'm not going to believe.
You're leaven. I don't care.
Unless
I don't care if you believe. I have to prove nothing to you. My doctrine proves everything. Just like with Steve Zook, he had nothing to say. And those foolish men like Martin, that guy Martin, they owned the Martin Generator Company, laughing, acting like a bunch of fools. That's the fruit of Anabaptism. Yeah. You want to know what's really funny? I'll tell you, not funny. This is a strange. The guy, I can't remember his name, from your body. The day before... was it the same day? It was a Sunday. We stood out. He had an ad on the internet for a bunch of lumber. So I contacted him. He said, yeah, come on out Sunday. So I went out Sunday and I bought the lumber. And then I think it was right after we left there. We went, drove out somewhere. Your brother, if you were there then. Were you there 3 years ago? Okay, he's your brother then. We go get the lumber. Next 2 or 3 days, I get a phone call. Oh, you're not a man of God. And I said, what do you mean I'm not a man of God? You don't rest on Sunday. And I said, rest on Sunday? I said, what Bible verse says Sunday's the day of rest? It's the Lord's day. I said, Sunday's not the Lord's day. That's another thing you guys got wrong, probably. Sunday's not the Lord's day. That's a man-made Roman Catholic tradition. We know you went and bought lumber on a Sunday. They're laughing like idiots on the phone. Fools. And I said, first of all, Sunday's not the Lord's day. I don't have to rest on Sunday. I'm resting every day in Jesus Christ. And second, do you know who I bought it from? One of your Anabaptist brothers. He was selling it to me on a Sunday. And they're like, oh, didn't think of that. Yeah, it was your Anabaptist brother who was selling me lumber on Sunday. They didn't call him out for selling. They were calling me out for going and buying. Sunday's not the Lord's day. It's another one of your sins. So it doesn't matter to me if you think I'm on my own. You know what? Many men are going to have to stand on their own. You show me in this town the biblical, true, holy, set apart, fully obedient, godly body of Christ in this town. You show it to me and I'll go and I'll unite to it. Show me, which one is it? It's not your body. It's not Zook's body. Whose body is it, Jim? So you're calling me out as I'm a traveling preacher. You're here in this town. You're here in this town. Really? What's my sin? You don't think I'm biblical? What's my sin?
Submit yourselves one to another. You can't find anybody. You really can't find anybody to submit to.
You tell me who I should submit to. Your elders who let people keep pagan holidays over at Emmanuel Fellowship in Stover? I want to make sure it's on the audio. Who should I submit to? Your elders? Who keep false ways, false gospels? They don't go out and preach the gospel? They're hypocrites because your brother's selling stuff on Sunday when he says it's the Lord's Day and you're not supposed to be doing anything? Should I submit myself to them, Jim? Should I compromise and be in sin to submit to your elders? It's called uncomfortable silence. Who? Should I? Should I submit myself to you guys?
I've submitted myself to elders.
Really?
Have you?
Sinful men.
I've submitted myself
sinful
to
men.
Sinful men.
Sinful compromised men. Good. You do that.
Paul.
You do
on
that.
On the road to Damascus, when the Lord spoke to him, and he was blind, he said, "What would you have me to do?" He said, "Go to Ananias. Mm-hmm. Man will tell you what to do."
Right. Yeah. God used another man. Absolutely. Holy Spirit inspired. You guys aren't. Neither am I. You guys aren't. You live in sin. You keep false doctrine.
Who do you submit to? I didn't tell you. You have to come submit to my elders. Who do you submit to, though?
I submit to other godly men that are walking in the truth, that have cleansed their life of all sin, pagan holidays, false gospels, worldliness, unbiblical dress, carnality. That's who I will submit my life to. It's not you guys. So you're in this town. You should produce the godly body, not me. This isn't my town. I don't claim this place. You got to be kidding me. I don't claim America. It's a wicked place. And how many years have you guys been here? And where's the biblical, holy, set-apart body that matches the scriptures? It doesn't exist, Jim. You don't belong to one. You belong to a compromised body. Just like Steve Zook. Just like the other Anabaptists around here. Just like the Baptists. So don't become telling me, challenging me who I should submit to when you can't show me godly men to submit to. I will submit to other godly men. And if you think I don't know any, I really don't care. I don't have to prove anything to you.
I don't have to believe anything you say.
That's fine. But what I say is scriptural. What you say is a bunch of nonsense.
What you say is let your doctrine be the proof. I say your doctrine is proving bad.
Really?
When you're not submitted to anyone.
Really? You don't know if I'm not submitted to anyone.
If you can't produce that, I take it as if you don't.
Where does the Bible say I must prove to a man who keeps sin that I've committed to somebody? Where does the Bible say that?
Let your doctrine prove it.
Where does the doctrine say that?
Let your doctrine prove it.
That's not doctrine.
You just said that your doctrine should prove.
I don't have to answer to a sinful man at all. The Bible tells me not to even. The Bible tells me, and it's getting real close. The Bible tells me to rebuke you and send you away and no longer cast pearls to you. Not submit to you and prove things to you. You're right on the edge of being rebuked and sent away because you keep sin in a false body. And I love you enough to tell you that. So you have a lot of novice nerve because you're a young man. You have a lot of novice nerve to challenge an older man who preaches the gospel, who has sound doctrine, who teaches on a website and goes into the world to preach the gospel. You've got a lot of novice nerve to tell me that I need to submit to godly men when you don't even know if I am already, when you live in unity with a bunch of sin and compromise. You know what Jesus said in Matthew 7? Get the plank out of your eye, and then you can help your brother with a splinter. Now, I don't know.
I've asked you, and you say, I don't know.
Get the plank. I didn't say I don't know. I said, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You point at me and said, you don't know.
You don't know.
If I submitted or not.
You don't know.
I don't know.
That's right.
I want to know.
You don't need to know.
What you say, I want to know if you're submitted to authority.
I am submitted to other men, but I'm not going to tell you who these are. You're a wolf. You're going to go and poison people. Why would I do that? As an elder, I'm supposed to protect people. I look after the sheep I'm united to. I don't hand them over to sinful men.
You've assumed a lot.
What's that?
You've assumed a lot.
I can hear by your doctrine that you don't know what you're talking about. That's a righteous judgment. You're united to sin. That's a righteous judgment. I can see you don't know how to dress your temple. That's a righteous judgment. You know them by their fruit, Jim. Jesus said so. Your fruit is rotten,
Jim,
on the tree.
Saying,
your fruit is rotten on the tree.
And I'm not coming here trying to condemn you.
And you came up, you walked up to talk to me, by the way.
I want to have a nice conversation.
Yeah, we did have for a short distance.
But I do want to know who you're submitted to. That's important to me. To know if you're just some quack off by himself.
Really?
Or if you have other people.
I tell you what, you come Bible study with me and get your life in order, and you'll meet other true godly saints. But until then, and until you submit your life, you don't get close to godly people because you're leavened. And the Bible says, keep leaven away from the holy saints of God. You know me. Come submit yourself to the Word of God and leave that body. Get out of that sin and compromise. Learn how to dress your temple. Get a biblical gospel. Learn how to respect elders who are older than you, who've been doing this longer. Go to the scriptures and test everything and submit yourself. And then you might actually grow in the Lord instead of hanging out on Sunday with a bunch of compromised heretics like Emmanuel. I think that's what it's called, right? Emmanuel. You're in compromise, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. You need to repent, and instead of challenging me, you need to look at your life. Get the plank out of your eye and go, I'm challenging this street preacher that he might not be biblical while I'm sitting in an unbiblical body in compromise. Do you understand how ridiculous that looks? You look absolutely ridiculous doing that. You're in a compromised, sinful body, and you're challenging the street preacher saying, I want to know all about you. Go look at my website. You can know all about me. Everything I teach. But you're not getting near sheep. You're not getting near sheep. Why would I send a wolf to sheep?
I can't really take you seriously then.
I really don't care.
Okay.
The Word of God says it.
Well, I mean, it was a nice conversation.
And you know what I think I'm going to do? Because I got you on audio and you knew it, I'm going to put this up. I'm going to put up a testing on Emmanuel so that when people search, that they'll see that. Just like you search Barnett Ridgeway, it comes up. So I want to do that because you made this a public thing. You pushed it to the point of challenging the Word of God in my life with knowing nothing. And I know a lot about you. I know that's a sinful body. I can see you standing before me. I can hear your false doctrine. What keeps you from studying the Word of God with me to go deeper in your faith?
Because you don't have someone that you can point to that you submitted to.
So you need me and somebody else?
Yeah.
Really? You study with them and they're not biblical.
You don't know them.
I do know them. They're full of sin and heresy. We already covered it. False gospels.
If you're full of sin and heresy.
You can go check my website and see my doctrine. You can go check my doctrine. You can go check my doctrine. That's what Jesus said when they said, he said, test my doctrine. I'm of the Father. Go test what I teach. And then if you think it's biblical, then draw close to me and you want to know other saints, then you'll be on your way to know other saints I know. Until then, you got to go show me what I'm teaching is wrong. Steve Zook couldn't.
Well, if I try
Anabaptist.
If I try and show you what's wrong.
Do it.
You're going to say I'm accusing him.
No, do it.
You just did.
I want you to bring it to me. No, you're wrongly accusing. You go, you look up on my website, you call me and say, hey, let's study these things. That if you're a serious student and you want to learn and you want to go to Scripture, not learn from me, learn from Scripture, and I'll show you what Scripture says. And if you're a serious student and you begin to apply it and say, you're right. Romans 16:17 says, mark those who teach and lead counter to sound doctrine and avoid doubt. So it says, you're not doing that. You're united to sin and false doctrine. So that's why I don't unite the false teachers.
I'm going to leave it at this. I feel like I'm going to mark you as one that teaches false doctrine.
Really? Prove it.
By not submitting.
Prove it.
To an elder.
You don't know who I'm submitted to.
Because you won't prove that you are.
You don't need that. You can't prove it, and you don't need it. What you need to do is look at my doctrine.
Okay. That's where I'm going
to
leave it at.
You need to look up my doctrine.
It was nice talking to you.
Look for that testing. It'll be on the internet. God be praised.